When we first met Brian LeBlanc, he talked about why he wanted to share his story and the extensive outreach that he does on social media and in speaking to various groups on behalf of the National Alzheimer's Association and the UWF Center on Aging. That public speaking, he says, comes naturally after a career in public relations, marketing, and advertising.
People ask, they say, how now that you have this disease, how can you get up and stand before people and say that you have Alzheimer's? Doesn't that scare you? And I say, no. It doesn't even, you know, make me nervous, because I just go back to a time where I was talking about a marketing idea or promoting something. It's just in me.
Originally from New Orleans, music is also in LeBlanc and was a big part of his life before his diagnosis.
I used to be in a rock and roll band. It was, and ironically, the name of the band is Mass Confusion.
Oh. All right.
This is Mass Confusion, with Brian singing lead during a Bands on the Beach performance in October of 2010. Brian doesn't play with the band anymore, but he still listens to music all the time because it helps to take him back to happier times and a happier place, which he says he needs now more than ever.
You know, like I said before, if you concentrate on right now, what's happening with you right now, that can take you into a very, very dark place. And I've gone there a couple of times where it's very, very lonely, very desolate. And that you know it's the reality coming by to basically slap you in the face and say, hey, just remember where you are. Remember what you got.
What Brian has is early onset Alzheimer's disease. Some of the warning signs include memory loss that disrupts daily life and difficulties with problem solving and completing familiar tasks. Another sign is confusion with time or place.
I got lost going to my doctor's office, and I've been going to the same doctor for years. And I didn't just get lost. I got completely disoriented. Nothing looked familiar. Landmarks, I couldn't get anything. So I pulled off the side of the road, and what I say is I did what any man would do, call his wife. And I called her in a panic, saying, you know, I have no idea where I am.
His wife, Shannon, calmed him down and guided him to where he was going. But the incident turned out to be the final straw for his family, who confronted him that night.
She asked me, my wife asked me, she says, do you know how many times this happened before? I said, what do you mean happened before? I thought, this happened before? And she goes, it happened about 6 or 7 times previous to this time. I had no idea. Just none. And then my daughter says, for about the past three and a half years, you've been repeating yourself. You've been saying the same stories.
And his daughter told him that on trips to the store, he was constantly calling about what he was supposed to get, and he didn't remember calling. It's a story that Brian says he can recall only because his wife told him and because he often repeats it during his public appearances. But it was at that point that he knew, given his extensive family history with Alzheimer's, it was time for him to know for sure. And so a neurologist put him through a battery of medical tests.
He was very nice. We went in to get the results, and he was explaining things. And I just stopped him. And I said, look, I said, I have a feeling I know where you're getting. I said, do I have Alzheimer's? And he stopped, and he says, yes.
LeBlanc says things got pretty fuzzy after that. But with emotion welling up, he remembers his wife's response.
I just remember her holding my hand and her saying, I'm right here with you, and you won't go through this alone. That is unbelievably powerful. That is what keeps me from giving in, because she doesn't deserve it. The kids don't deserve it. Nobody deserves this disease.
But LeBlanc says it's here, and he's trying to make the best of it, each day trying to make something positive out of it. That's why he's all over social media, traveling the region, talking to various groups, and sharing his story with us. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.